G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with the summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Friday, the 22nd of October. Let's get into it. So starting off the show, Playground Games Forza Horizon 5 not only looks beautiful, but has also gone gold. Gold means the game is finished and ready for code to be printed to disc. To celebrate this announcement and immerse players into Mexico where the game biomes are based, Playground Games have announced that they have partnered with a number of Spanish artists and radio stations. The music is now available to listen on Spotify. If you haven't been following this game, then you should know about how this game will look to not only use the power of the Xbox, it also driven by the power of the cloud. The game will learn what type of content you like and present you with custom content, such as cars, but also things like custom paint and custom user-generated content. Forza Horizon 5 launches for Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC on November 9th. The game will be available on Xbox Game Pass day one. So, if you're like me, you probably have been holding off on one of these games that you can enjoy it on a next-generation console. Well, some sad news, but probably some good news at the same time. CD Projekt Red have delayed their next-generation versions of both Cyberpunk and The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I played The Witcher 3 and couldn't put it down for almost like 12 months, but I've held off playing Cyberpunk 2077 so that the game could be patched after its rocky launch and more so to play it on a next-gen console. Were you waiting for these? What will you do now? Let me know. Cyberpunk is planned to be released Q1 2022, while The Witcher now is Q2 next year. We'll have to wait a bit longer, but it's probably worth the wait. In news completely opposite, PC fans can celebrate the fact that 2018 hit God of War from Santa Monica Studios is coming to PC January 14th, 2022. The game will be released with an unlocked frame rate, graphical and performance improvements, including true 4K resolution. It's awesome. Ultra-wide screen support, and it'll be supported by NVIDIA's DLSS on RTX graphic cards. The PC version will also feature 5 packs of digital content, mostly skins, stuff like that. And the game will be both on the Epic Games Store and Steam. PC gamers can really now start to enjoy PlayStation exclusives, and perhaps we can finally say that the platform wars are over. Nah. Well, Call of Duty are at it again with another trailer. It's the Vanguard's of Photography trailer. Two actual renowned war photojournalists have basically been given a special camera with a screen on it to basically walk around inside Call of Duty while some of the missions were being played out. What they've done is, as part of this special promotion, was they took photos and they're now using those photos to raise money for Activision's Call of Duty endowment charity, which raises money to place military veterans in jobs. The photographers were really impressed with what the game looked like and couldn't actually believe how immersive it was. This is what conflicts looks like, is what one of them said. Now, the trailer has a bit of a strobing effect, so just something to look out for while watching it. I'll stick it up on g'daygamers.com and you'll check it out for yourself. You'll see some of the in-game visuals and some of the photos that they took, so it's worth taking a gander. Remember, the game comes out on consoles and PC November 5th. So another fan favorite sandbox game is Saints Row, and Volition, in partnership with Game Informer, have put together a brand new video showing the opening missions of the game. The video shows off two levels, Making Rent and Idle Threat, and we get to see an insight into the GTA-inspired sort of level. It has that Fortnite look to it when some of the loot drops, which is really interesting and different. But I must say, the shooting mechanics and the bodies flying when they get shot looks awesome. As the game is basically a reboot, more toned down and just way more realistic, this is actually starting to look really good and may hold us out until we get another GTA. The game has flipped and they've gone away from their crazy aliens and big heads and all this sort of thing, and they've just toned it down a lot and it actually looks better for it. So I'm looking forward to it, and I wasn't really interested at first, but when I saw that they sort of took a backward step, I was pretty happy with it. I'll be keeping my eye on it for sure. Good news too, the game releases February 25 next year on PC via the Epic Game Store, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. Once again, I'll link the YouTube video from g'daygamers.com. Square Enix has announced today an update for the Nintendo Switch players that Life is Strange True Colors will release in early December. They haven't exactly given the release date, but it'll be available for digital pre-order soon. The screenshot they shared in their post-announcement is also from the Switch. I'll link it up against this post. If you have owned or planned to play Vampire on last and next gen PlayStation and Xbox consoles, then you may be happy to know that the game has received a surprise update. The game's frame rate and graphics in general have had an upgrade, and more so now run at a higher frame rate on next gen consoles. The game now supports 60 frames per second on both the PS5 and Xbox Series X console in 1440p, making the game run a lot smoother. Vampire is a story-based vampire game which actually has a pretty good story to it. Players have said that the combat isn't great, but the story sort of makes up for it. There's a lot of moral choices in this game where you can either decide to suck the blood of your victim or leave him alone to live. But hey, with the upgraded visuals, it may be time to test it out. As an added tease, Vampire also has been heavily discounted until the 4th of November on PlayStation, and the game can be purchased for about $14. But saying that, players who have a PlayStation Plus subscription would have already got it this month as one of the free games anyway. The game is made by Dot Nod Entertainment, the creators of Life is Strange, so that tells you how good it possibly could be. So put it on your possibly to play list if you think it might be good to give it a go. So Twitch are testing out new features, with Twitch advising that some users will have up to 3 new buttons on live videos. The free buttons are temporary, but it's being tested to advise future updates. There's a rewind, a remind me, and a watch trailer button. Twitch told The Verge rewind will allow watchers the ability to go back 2 minutes, while a picture-in-picture of the live show remains on the screen. Remind me sends you a reminder of an upcoming stream, and watch trailer button will let you watch a channel trailer for the streamer if they have one. There has been both negative and positive comments, with streamers worried that they may accidentally put something up which they can't strip out. I guess this is why they're testing it. After about a month's testing, it'll disappear and it may or may not come back. Bethesda's Starfield has released a new video for Starfield which discusses the game's settled systems. The game is the first new franchise by Bethesda in 25 years and has been described as Skyrim in space. The game is an action role-playing game, and the video explains how two colonies were engaged in a bloody colony war and how the two factions have been at uneasy peace for about 20 years. A number of characters are shown and a small insight into the story. The game will feature first and third person systems. A Reddit leak that came out a month ago maybe, seems to have almost lined this up, which could be interesting. The leak at the time suggested that the game would feature planets where a single planet map was larger than the entire Skyrim map. And it's also said that you would be able to choose a planet to build your base from, like Fallout. Among this, with other rumors stating planets would have different gravities. Of course, none of this is confirmed, but it's exciting to imagine. Starfield arrives exclusively on Xbox Series X and S and PC November 11, 2022. And you'll be able to play it on day one with Xbox Game Pass, which is awesome. I'll post up the reveal trailer, but being Bethesda, this could be a huge hit for the Xbox. I'll be watching it closely. Check it out. Just a quick one, I mentioned this the other day, but Metroid Dread has been fixed. There's a patch that allows you to keep progressing in the game, and it addresses several other issues that Nintendo has said. So if you're ready to keep going, go and download it now. Alright, last one. The NBA season has started, and therefore Fortnite are once again celebrating everything, and NBA skins are on the store. The good news is you can choose a base model and you'll be able to select and customize numbers from all 30 NBA team jerseys and keep changing it as often as you like. There's a bunch of other things with that. I'll leave you to discover it. Thank you, Content King, once again. Well, this has been a jam-packed show. Look, I'll leave it there. If you're on an Amazon device, don't forget to add the show to your daily news briefing by searching for it or finding the link at getagamers.com. I'd really appreciate a like, a thumbs up, or a rating if you like the show. Let me know if I've gone on too long too. That's it, guys. I hope you have a great day. Catch you later.